Boo.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies. I figured that was fitting after what we just talked about.
Oh, definitely.
How you doing, yeah. Cass?
So what you want?
Oh, wait. That was Stevie Miller, his music, and it's called Dark Clock. All right, and it fits what we were talking about because the kind of the doomsday-ish clockish thing is with the UFOs and the storms and floods. Oh, the sinkhole popped up in King of Prussia again. It
really. Right.
All right, so yeah, and like, so we were talking about this, and Fabian, want to start this conversation?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about tonight. I figured we could talk about some of this. Well, just like last week, there was this report by someone in Congress or something that they were...
Yes.
He said he had seen some evidence that really floored him about what we know about what's going on. You know, I've always been on the fence about, you know,
yeah,
UFOs, ufology, the whole thing behind it. And I've always speculated that, well, you know, always thought, well, sure, there's a possibility. But have they got here yet? And it wasn't really convinced that they have. I did an interview in 2015 with the great Terry Todd of,
yes,
Voices Carry, and we discussed ad nauseum about what my thoughts about UFOs and et al. Were. But it's changed. And this is what I was,
yeah,
telling you the other night when I was driving.
Yep, yep.
It just dawned on me that, man, there's so much coming out now that it's hard to wrap your head around it. I mean, there's a bunch of people punking everybody, or they really have some really important shit about what's been going on either for a very long time or very recently.
No, it's
with
a long
UFOs,
time.
Sightings. I mean, the Ring cameras. I just watched Paranormal Caught on Camera with Danielle. Shout out to my wife,
mm-hmm,
of 30 years.
Hi, Danielle.
And,
you.
And it's more. I mean, there's like on the latest Paranormal Caught on Camera, shout out to Discovery Plus, they,
yeah,
had this three lights, and it's going across the sky, and it's just like the guy who captured it on his camera, it turns out his dad worked for it's over in England, so the,
yeah,
Royal Air Force, and he gets with his dad about it, and his dad said there was nothing on the radar, but he's got it on the damn camera going right across the sky in front of his front yard, and it's got the typical triangular shape of the three lights.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
So I'm really beginning to wonder what's going on with all this UFO stuff. Would you like to weigh in?
I know that I've seen what I saw is in no way, shape, or form able. Well, I've seen multiple UFOs. I don't know why, but the last one is no way, shape, or form. Anything in our technology could have completed that task that thing did, from looking like a,
yeah,
plane on fire to looking like a comet, then stopping and dropping some,
right,
kind of,
yeah,
like a plasma field,
hey,
like around.
We have new listeners.
Showing.
We,
yeah,
have new listeners all the time. Could you explain,
yes,
to everyone? I know we know,
well,
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let everybody else know.
Okay, picking Jade up from working at that's my daughter, working at Burger King, okay, and I don't eat Burger King because I can't eat processed foods and nothing like that. So I went out to sit in the car and, you know, play on my phone, whatever. Well, sociopath was in there with the kids having a hamburger. And so I come out to the car, and then all of a sudden Jade comes out, and she's like, Mom, you need to get out now. I'm like, what? You know, and she goes, Mom, now. And I got out, and they're all standing there looking, and they're like, oh, my God, plane on fire, plane on fire. And I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because it looked like an actual plane on fire when it was really at a distance. And then when it got closer, it started to look like a comet, and I said out loud, which is not a lie, oh, fuck, Frank, we're fucked, is basically what I said. All right. And
yeah,
then it literally was over the tree line, but up, you know, up a little bit, and over the tree line, and it stopped. And it dropped that field of what it looked like from when a comet, like when it stopped, I thought for sure there was she was running around going, it's going to blow my head. And, you know, but when it stopped, I knew exactly what it was. So I had my camera. I was going to do a video, but I said no. I said, because it might be shaky, I'm not going to risk that. I'm going to stand here and hold it still and take photos, which I did as it was changing. As it came, as it stopped. But it dropped the field to something inside that field that was a ship, and it had three distinct holes, I noticed. I don't know whether that's where the plasma, whatever that was around
right.
came
the
out.
There's the three again. There's the three.
I know. Exactly. And for me, it looked more like a U because it had that plasma kind of like, you know, but still a heavy V shape, but like that. But it stayed there over our heads for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? And the thing is, when it took go away, then my little loveliest son, little Mikey, started running after it and yelled one word, Waka. Don't ask why. He don't even know why. He just yelled it, and it stopped the second time.
Hey, you know what would be funny, though? I got to throw in some comedy relief.
What? What?
It'd be funny. If, you remember, like, on Close Encounters of the Third Kind when they flash the lights, right?
Yes.
Well, he hollers, Waka, and then you hear, Molly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It was, I'll tell you, when it stopped again, though, I grabbed Mikey's hand. I said, well, he's going, I'm going with him. You know what
I'm
saying?
Seeing all sevens on the dash here. 7777.
Oh, that's the, hey.
Nice.
That, 7777.
That's a good number. Always.
Yeah.
Always a good number.
Cool.
Yes, it
I
is.
I love sevens.
But,
seven's my
yep,
favorite number.
Yep, 777. That's a good number. You know, the number seven in general is a good number. But anyway, what I saw cannot, it was no drone. But because when I got home from this incident and I called Dawn right away, you know I'm calling Dawn. Right. I called Dawn, but I said, Dawn, you're not going to believe this. And she goes, if you tell me you saw a UFO, I swear to God. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because her husband, Joe, they're in Jersey, mind you. I'm in PA, had saw the same object heading this way. Okay. And immediately thought it was a UFO. The kid, him
yeah.
and the kid, Joe, I should have had Joe call in. He could have told the story, but he literally saw the same thing I did on the way.
Right.
Okay, which is really odd. But then when it took off, okay, when it finally took off and it went up like up straight up and then to the left and then poof, it was out of here. It went straight up. Boom. I have never seen anything like it in my life. It was smoozing along. And poof. It was gone. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
before the incident though, okay. When Mikey was in the car with his best friend, Jimmy, and I had to get a ride because social media picked me up and to go get Jade. And, he was shocking everything in the car with his finger. And he thought it was hysterical.
Wow.
He was going, and I'm laughing the whole ride. This was before the UFO incident. He was literally, I don't know what kind of static electricity this kid had, but everything he touched was static.
But don't let him fill the tank up. Like, damn.
I know, right? No, never. Right? But that's what I saw. Now, that thing that I saw was no way I've ever, that could not be accomplished
yeah.
in what we know. Now, question is the government hiding things? We
that's
know they are.
That's the
break.
Gist of this tonight's
yep.
show. Yeah.
They are, you know why? It's a
oh, they're definitely hiding stuff.
They're playing a game. Each country got their own deal going on here, what they're hiding, trying to outdo each other like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Uh-huh.
But go ahead,
what?
David. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know it can't just be here in the United States. We're not the only country.
No.
We're not the only country that has its own, quote-unquote, Area 51. Aliens have been here if they've crashed or landed or whatever, and whoever's country they landed in, that government is hiding whatever happened.
What if
yeah.
they've been here all along? I mean, think about this. Well, I remember, this is going to sound crazy, but back in, like, 2015, I remember seeing this Russian thing on like, one of the messages from the military or whatever it was. I don't remember who or not. But they were like, if America doesn't release what they know on UFOs, we will. I remembered that, and I kept that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on now? And the look, this war shit got to stop.
Yeah, it does.
All right, period.
Yeah, the Russian crap over with Ukraine.
No, it's not only Russian. It's every fucking country in the stupid fucking wars needs to
oh,
stop.
Oh, yeah, the middle, the tensions with Israel and
right.
Palestine again.
Well, that's like, were we going back 2,000 years now? I mean, really? Like,
yeah.
I mean, we have not grown. Well, what do you think? Now, I'm going to ask both of you, Fabian and David. If I was an alien, okay, and, like, I love the Earth, and the Earth is supposed to be here. What would you do if you saw this happening? Just, you know.
Well, I mean, I personally, if I was an alien, I came to, are you saying if I came to the planet and I
had
observed this and I saw, well, I would have looked at it like the back of a dog, you know.
Yeah.
You got all the parasites on the dog. The dog is a dog, but the parasites are part of what's on the back of the dog, and the world is full of these parasites that are, you know, whoever,
yep,
which way you want to look at it, bringing it down, killing it. But I have a stronger belief that the world is more resilient than that. But that's
the
my
world
opinion
is,
on it.
Yeah. Hold on. The Earth is.
I mean, if the Earth, you remember George Carlin. You remember George
yep.
Carlin.
Oh, I
he
do.
Said,
no, I
you
do.
Remember Save the Planet? And he said,
yes,
the Earth, you know, the Earth shake us off like a bunch of fleas. You know,
exactly.
I mean, the Earth, that, you know, like
mm-hmm.
plastic, it incorporated. It's Earth plus plastic. The Earth
yeah.
is fine. It's the fucking people that are the problem.
Yeah, well, the Earth is a living being, so we're killing
well,
her. What is she going to do?
That's the whole, exactly. I mean, if, yeah, okay, so if I was an alien and we were supposed to be looking at this planet to relocate to and notice the infestation of people that are destroying it, my first thought would be, you're going to have to get back up and clear the bugs off so we can actually have a safe planet to live on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I was getting at.
Or not even to live what? Okay, now you go back over all, forget all religion, just wipe it out completely. Okay? And I'm sorry, I'm getting notifications. Okay, but I lost my train of thought. Alrighty then. So if you think
it's not
about
from
it,
a Nigerian
back,
prince.
Yeah. If you go look, if you go back, no, it's not. All right, so you go back and you think about, like, okay, let's say if you go back through history and you go back in all the texts, UFOs have been seen forever. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I told that story.
Bottom line. All right, they have been seen forever. So, in my opinion, okay, what's going on now? And I'm going to go Frank on you, okay? Frank Sumption, I'm going to tell you what he told me.
Actually, that's good. I was going to ask you to bring him up, so you just did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Frank and I talked about this in lengthy detail. Okay, and he said that that the ones that will come back to try to help us are our family. So some of us are part of them. Okay, and they will come back and they will try to help us. All right. However, you know what I mean, to help their family.
Right.
All right. However, if it kept going the way it's going, then what was going to happen was, in Frank's own words, if the plague don't get you, then the earthquake will get you. The earthquakes don't get you, then the volcano will get you. If the volcano will get you, the tsunami will get you. And if the tsunami don't get you, the storms will get you. If storms don't get you, well, don't worry about it. There's always a comet.
Yeah. There's
all
plenty
right,
of things
basically.
To wipe us out.
Exactly.
Surely.
So basically my opinion on it is, like, you know how each of our bodies has good and bad bacteria?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
In our gut, you know, like our gut bacteria, we have
yeah,
to, you know,
yeah,
keep it
gut
balanced.
Flora. Yeah.
Right. So what if we're like a bacteria and there's two different kinds, good and bad? I mean, you could break that down to good and evil, whatever you want to say, right? Some
definitely.
Keeping the things going and keeping it healthy and keeping the world good, and others are that other bacteria, the ones that, you know, are a virus, whichever you want to
yeah,
go at.
Some of them,
yeah, you,
some,
yeah.
Some
right.
humans are like white blood cells and others are just
right.
a simple virus.
Right.
Yeah, like
so,
yeah, like Independence Day 1, wherever, you know, Jeff Goldblum infected the whole, the mother, and it destroyed
mm-hmm.
all the others kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly. So if we think about it, you know what I mean? Think about it. That's the whole, you know, look at it. Look at this. I mean, if I was an alien, I'll tell you, and I don't even want to be an alien. I mean, an alien from Jersey, that would not work that way.
I'm sure there's a few of them running around, man.
Right. But I'm saying, like, I would look at it and be like, oh, my God, we got to help these people. But, see, if they had landed, or let's say they crash landed. Maybe they didn't crash land. Did anybody ever think of that? Maybe they shot the fuckers down.
Yeah.
Where's those
maybe.
Goddamn where's those supposed weather balloons? Oh, they didn't find them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. The
man.
Last ones that they shot down, they can't find. So.
Oh, they disappeared. Oops, they vanished.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. So when you look at that and you think now all of a sudden they're hurrying up with their stuff, something's going on. They want to have what they want to do. It was supposed to be like 2 years or something that they were supposed to have this whole – they got a task force now involved in finding out everything ever since a Pentagon member came out and said what he saw and what he knew.
Right.
And so they have a task force out, and then they were supposed to do it within a two-year period. Now it's got to be done by September. Something is going on.
Oh, something's definitely up. Now they're just trying to figure out what lie to present to the American people.
No,
first.
There ain't going
to
be no lie. Not this time.
And
they can't.
My question of all this is it extraterrestrial, or are we being pumped? Which one is it?
I think it's – I know – well, what I saw didn't belong here.
Because I don't know.
I
I've not seen one yet.
Look, when we go – now I went into the bacteria part, right? Now I want you to visualize something. You know, everybody says we're part of God, we're in the God, we are the universe, right?
Yeah.
If you look at everything
around
you.
I believe that. Star feet.
So if you look at everything around you in the universe, it's almost like cells and everything would be in a body. You know what I mean? Everything is
right.
Got this field.
Everything's
this.
A circle.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how everything is
the circle,
man?
The Indians believe that, but I didn't know that. Walter said that. We'll get it next week. But Walter said the circle.
It.
He's been talking about the circle for years, ever since 2007. He's been talking about the circle. And you know what William Howe said to me? He said to me, "Am I forgiven for breaking the circle?" Because he got executed. Yeah.
Oh,
you see what I mean? And that just threw me, and I didn't understand it. Now I'm starting to get the concept of it. It's a cycle. It repeats. You know what I mean? Like the earth rotates. Everything is in a circle.
Right.
All
like
things.
Everything is a giant circle.
Life. Right. Life, when you start out as a baby, right? You develop.
Oh, and I
want to
get something straight. There's something I want to clear up about something, and I'm going to say this. I don't believe that everything is an orb whenever you're doing investigations, but there are anomalies that have an intelligent pattern about them.
Right.
And I have seen an insurgence in that activity as of late on paranormal investigations. A lot of people are just ignoring it. But there's this glistening look about them, and they stop, they observe, and then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a thing I posted the other day about the paranormal. Don't ascribe yourself. Not word for word. This isn't verbatim, but here's what I meant by it, is that if you don't pull yourself into one type of equipment and stand by that equipment, but at the same time, don't dismiss it outright either, because the whole idea about the paranormal is trying to solve questions of the unknown to try to establish answers and try to establish some type of what is the common denominator of this and that, why is this doing this and why is this doing that. I've been seeing a lot of people just letting that go, and they're not really paying attention to it.
They think
everything's dust. They get in this mindset that everything is just dust. Everything
it's all
is different.
Bugs.
But I'm telling you, I am seeing an insurgence in these streaking, intelligent like the movement's intelligent. They got this glistening about them. Are y'all familiar with anything like that?
The fort. But I've seen that with my eyeballs at the fort. But like without even a camera. You get what I mean? But now you are so right. I'm going to tell you, we've got all this activity with the sun, all right? Our magnetic field is working,
too. Oh, yeah,
yeah. All right, but if you go back to that logic where everything is a frequency and a wavelength, it makes complete sense for them. Like, if there was two worlds, let's say there's two dimensions, or eight, or seven, whatever they say, seven dimensions. All right, but let's say there's two, like us and like Walter, okay?
Do we really know?
I can't see him. I can't see him, but he says he's right here. Look up, right? Because I have to look up. He's tall. All
right,
but look up, right? Now, I always wanted that. When I got the picture of William, he's elevated 3 feet above ground level, at least, in that photo.
Okay.
Now, when I think about maybe the divider between the two worlds is starting to be able to be accessed more. Like,
right.
You're seeing more
the veil.
Of that. Right. It's still definitely a thin,
And then again, maybe William wasn't actually off the ground in the dimension he's in. Maybe he was standing on his ground.
Yeah.
But his ground is a few feet above where our ground is.
Yeah. Great observation.
Yeah, it could be. It was holding onto my tree though. So that's a good point.
Being in the air, they're up in the air, and maybe part of that has to do with that's what's going on in their dimension, in their whatever you want to call it.
That's dimensional shift.
I have sensed that. I have sensed them being, like, out of the corner of my eye, where you would think you would expect them to be, but they're, like, up in the ceiling or even below the ground, kind of the ground sometimes.
I just thought of something. You know how Walter says it's all connected, everything's kind of blah, 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 Walter.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and everything in nature, take care of the earth, stop the war, stop the hate. I'm hearing this shit nonstop now. All right? Now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's really time. We're out of time, according to Walter. That's it. We have no more time to stop anything. It has to stop now. But what if that connection where William, I have two ghost photos, both photos, they are holding a tree. Now, what if that's showing that the connection, we're all connected. You get what I mean? The earth, the...
The picture of him holding a tree. I've been attached to trees. There's just something about trees.
Yeah, there is.
My entire life, I felt like this connection to trees. I don't know what it is.
I got it,
but
too.
But there's just this connection. I've always felt this strong connection. Like right now, you know, like when I'm driving, I'm just always staring at them, and I'm wondering what's going on in there, and... Yeah,
they hold everything.
I'm sure that's a lot of people, though. That's maybe not be anything, but the trees are always drawing me near. quote from Moody Blues.
Yeah, well, we should take a lesson from them because the roots reach out to each other and give information, and they're all connected. And so basically that shows right there that there's a connection and energy between them, a frequency, so to speak. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and if they're connected, maybe that's why the spirits tend to go into a, you know what I mean, and then it's slipping through into, like you said, with the streaks or the strange anomalies that people are getting lately. Maybe
it's crazy.
People need to stop.
Crazy.
And everybody needs to stop. You know what they need to do, and I'm going to tell you they need to do, and I'm going to tell you what Frank would say right now. Thank you, Frank. All right, he would tell me everybody needs to shut up and listen to the spirits right now. He would say it.
It's time to put the ear to the ground. Whenever you see this anomalous activity, just dust. Okay, well, there you go. You done messed up a whole portion of what you're trying to establish.
Exactly.
Because you're like, your whole thing, if this is what you're doing, you can be biased and objective about anything and everything you want. But when you start calling everyone else by your bias and your objections, and you say, and well, I can say some names and I want, and we know who they are.
I know.
And you know, me and you've talked about this person. He's toxic. But when you start trying to make everybody believe the way you believe and that it's only that, that's not research and that's not debunkment. That is just being a plain-out asshole and not wanting to have an open mind about shit.
I know. Well, no,
so
it's actually,
let people experiment with their own methods and draw their own conclusions and take an honest look at it. I mean, if you just can't look at it, that's between you and however you decide you want to research.
Right.
But you should have an open mind, man. Have an open mind about all this shit.
I think we got another explanation for that. It's called ratings. It's called money. That's why they do what they
do. Ratings, money, ego. Nice.
You know, let's keep, you know, but the problem with that is no one, if the spirits are talking to you, you better listen to them. And then I'm not just talking about ghosts. I'm talking about if the spirit world is communicating with you, they're communicating you information from another plane of existence.
Right.
It's about time people started to listen to them, pay attention to them, see what you see something. And, and don't go, oh my God, oh, it's a demon. Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Ass
yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Along the same lines.
It tried to bite me.
Oh, get him away.
It's got me,
no.
Boys.
Wait a minute. I have to give a shout out here to Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, wait a minute.
Slipknot.
He did the incarceration festival, you know, at Ohio State Reformatory, right? And they went in to do the prison with him on a paranormal investigation. Somebody set him up and scared the shit out of him. And it was the funniest video
cool.
I've ever seen. He was like, ah!
I posted on the Scanning the Frequency side.
I will post.
Facebook.
I shared it yesterday. But I have to post that. I'm going to give a shout out. I love Corey Taylor. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And I hope they had fun because the place is active.
Yeah.
But oh my God, I laughed so hard. I must have watched the video about 3 times. I was falling down laughing because it was just so, they got it good.
So here's a question for you guys.
What?
And it kind of ties in with pretty much everything I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know how, you know, a lot of people are immediately claiming demons and demonic possession. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
I've seen real shit like that. People don't
okay,
want it.
Okay, but,
right?
But what if what people are actually experiencing isn't necessarily an evil or negative entity or spirit energy or energy of any kind?
99.99% are not. John Zappas told me himself.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. But what I'm saying is, what if when a person is claiming to have been possessed, and my air quotes are going up hardcore.
The ones who claim it probably weren't, because the ones who are really possessed won't admit it.
Okay. But what if it's an actual spirit energy or entity from somewhere else, and chemically, that's how our body has to react because it doesn't know any other way to react.
Oh, that's
interesting. Like, let's say William were to try to use a human to actually speak physically again. Would that person feel ill? Would they feel weird? Because their body's not used to his frequency, his energy.
Hear that one? All right, wait, but no, William wouldn't do that. Number one, they're not going to try to possess a body to use to communicate through it. That's why I really don't buy into too many mediums out there who claim that they see this and that, because really, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, unless I hear it and got it presented to me, I don't even believe it. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I don't think William and Walter and them would even attempt to. They have other ways to communicate. They
can
throw tongs off of counters, you know, and static out the radio and make my light flicker if they need me to run the box.
That's how
they communicate with you. But let's say they're trying their best to get something said to somebody who's not listening, and it's an important message they have to get through, and they try just
they
to connect
won't.
Their. And if they try to connect their energy to yours as a living person, and they're on a different plane.
I know what you're saying. I want to say,
okay.
I want to poke it with a fork and go a little more on that.
Okay.
Actually, that's an interesting look at it. Let me tell you how I look at it. This is just me. And again, it's all just what I think. You don't mean a hill of beans or whatever. To what, you know, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit. Well, you know, okay, have a close mind. Fuck you. But. Here we go.
Oh, no, mine are
okay.
Just questions.
I'm just looking
for insight.
Right. I'm going to try to add a little salt and pepper to this after I poked it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get it to bleed a little bit and ask you this, and make sure I understand what you're saying. You believe that there is a possibility that there's a chemical reaction in our bodies that induces a fight or flight mechanism because it's so indifferent
well,
to our
know.
Body,
yeah.
Right, right,
indifferent
right,
to our
right.
body that we are reacting in a certain way, and that we're, it's, and because it's making us feel like that we're in danger, that we're, you know, we're going to whatever, you know, whatever kind of religious connotation or whatever fear.
Well,
right.
That might play a big part.
Dimensional.
Of see,
fear,
yeah,
kinda,
that's
kind of
what I was saying.
Wait.
If their frequency,
you kind of thing.
Yeah, if a spirit's frequency doesn't exactly match yours.
Wait, 1 minute. Cut. I got to say this right in the middle because it fits. Okay. Remember how I always said I do not get bit by mosquitoes, right?
Right.
But ticks, they'll find me no matter what.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
They'll hurt you.
Now,
you,
the National they did a study, National Geographic, which I love. I love National Geographic, okay? And all them, they put it out, so I know it's legitimate, that you're not going to believe this, but ticks can fly. You know how?
What?
Not far. I want you to take this, okay? It's the person's static electricity that they carry with them, their energy field around them. That's what makes them jump on them. All right, so, like, let's say usually they have to brush by on a bush or a blade of grass to catch on a person. But
right.
If a person walks within inches of them and they're not even near them, they will be flown right to their energy field. So
right.
I guarantee that's why ticks find me, because I avoid knocking into branches and whatnot. But
yeah.
I've always been bitten. I always seem to get a tick no matter what I do. And if people carry, which makes more sense to what you were just saying too, with the energy, that's why I brought this up. Let's say I have an energy field and spirits are like, oh, yeah, there she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
David,
then,
let me add a side dish to what we were talking about your, you know, the chemical thing and all that. There's actually a proven, when I was in psychology, there is a proven study of people and their fear of things under the bed and in closets, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we always fear?
Oh,
and it's actually, it was recently profiled, and this is what reminded me, was the paranormal caught on camera again. And they were talking about this, how our instinct, how we have this primordial instinct when we were out in the world of dark places holding dangerous things.
Right.
And I wonder if a lot of that is our feeling of apprehension of dark things and things that can hurt us. It comes from an ancient mindset of who we were anciently, fearing everything dark in the dark around us.
Genetically and connection, with the...
Right.
You know how they say DNA memory?
And the brain does
release
chemicals,
yes.
I believe, right? Am I right about that? It releases chemicals.
Fear? All the time.
What
mm-hmm.
is it called? It's not endorphins, is it? I don't know.
Animals, dogs smell fear on people. The energy goes
right off.
Okay, so
it's... You can sense that fear, even if you don't state it. Your body gives off the... I know this from work, so I can say this. Okay, that's why they put me in charge of all the aggressive dogs, because I don't have any fear. And I never got bit. I was always good with them. Why? But somebody else would come in, and you know they were... You could just feel energy coming off them. And they were afraid. So what did the dog do? You get it? Like, right at him. All right? Including my vet.
See, and that kind of goes, you know, that all fits in with that theory that I was trying to put out. When people go into well-known haunted locations that are supposedly infested with demons, where they've had so much negative... Okay.
I'm sorry.
You've already changed your own personal frequency the minute you start walking on the property to one of the lower, more negative situation.
Yes.
So if a being of a higher... If a spirit of a higher frequency is trying to connect, those frequencies aren't going to match. So could that be the reason why people think they've become possessed? Because suddenly the...
Yeah, but thinking...
Oh, no, Johnny Zappas would tell you that they're the real
cases...
Well, go ahead. You tell them, Lisa.
It's
your bench.
When you have a real case of, like, a negative or a dark entity or whatever you want to call it, that's affecting and oppressing a spiritual oppression of a person's life, it's insidious. It comes in. It starts little. It gets bigger. It gets bigger until you have no life left. And you lose totally of yourself. You don't admit it, though, because you don't believe you have a problem. That's the thing where you know why they have to have, like, even with John Zappas, I mean, he would go into real ones and have to deal with it. Those people were not, like, willing suspects, okay, and subjects. Okay,
they didn't
want to
be
beaten right. Okay, they didn't believe it was happening. It's not, it's just the thing is that if you are like that, in that state of mind, you don't even realize what you're doing half the time and how your personality changes. And it's fucking creepy.
What if it is what David was alluding to? Maybe it was the chemical reaction based on their whole being conditioned to believe that's what they are supposed to expect.
Right.
The best way to tell, David, is, as far as I know, is that, like, I got tricked into going to a place. They were testing to see whether or not I could sense it. And I about whipped someone's ass over it, just saying, not trying to brag, but I was really angry because I said, there's no dark energy here, right? And they're like, no, there's no dark energy. And this was a private investigation. And it was a family that didn't like the other family, and they were trying to send me in there, and they were sending me in there. They were trying to see whether or not I would pick up on it, and I did, and I turned around. I said, both of them looked at him. I said, fuck you. There's something in that motherfucker, and I'm not going in there, and I don't fucking appreciate your fucking lying to me. And dude's like, he knows. I said, you need to get the hell out of my sight in about minus two fucking seconds.
Yep. No,
and they were laughing. They got in their car and they were laughing.
Because they tried to set you up. That's
right.
I wonder, yeah, and they were setting me up. So I'm going to tell you something. Those things are real. And I praise the Lord that for whatever reason I'm able to know when something's really bad or really dark. And that, I'm really thankful for that barometer, first and foremost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the second thing I will say about that is that if you are conditioning people to believe that's what you're to expect, maybe, like David was alluding to, that creates some kind of what the fuck ever where they can actually start connecting with that, and then whatever dark or whatever.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
you're feeding people into that.
Yeah, with all the stuff that's being put out there now, a good portion of the population is already being groomed. They're being groomed. Their frequencies are being groomed. Their frequencies are being changed.
Look, that whole thing is not called possession.
Sure.
What you're speaking of is called spiritual oppression. It's a spirit oppression. It's oppressing you. It's getting
me and my daughter did that too.
Right.
Me
okay,
and Chelsea.
So that's a spirit oppression. Possession is totally different.
She could tell you a story.
All right.
I got a picture of that one.
All right. Now, when you think about get back to the alien part.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They're watching
this,
too.
Aliens, yeah.
They're watching all of this. Look at these. Look, when you start, like when I see these people in there, you ever see them guys on TV where they're putting hands on people shaking, falling on the ground? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Oh, the Pentecostal stuff?
Oh,
yeah.
I love that, though. That was fun. I did that. It was fun.
Yeah, but I look at these people.
I did feel energy from it.
Out.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did.
That's because you had it. You had the energy. Get my point? You already had it.
Well, I'm just saying, I felt I felt what I believe to be the Holy Spirit. Just saying.
That's because you had the energy in you. But I see a lot of people.
Cool,
I don't know
man,
what the fuck is going on.
It was great. I mean,
I think that.
Ahead.
But now, when you said that people that are raised that way, like raised to be fearful, I was not raised to be fearful. I was raised with Walter in the house. I mean,
it
was Walter talking to me in a corner. My mom asking me what the hell he was telling me.
Should she go
ask him if she should go to this bingo because she didn't feel right about it. Was it going to be all right? No lie. Okay, that kind of stuff. So I guess I didn't have the fear.
Right.
Maybe you guys are on to something huge
about
that fear.
See,
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was definitely not raised.
I
wasn't raised at all like you were. My family never talked about it, never thought about it, never considered the option of ghost spirits. My family had the dichotomy.
I got to hear both of it from both sides.
Yeah, mine was just oblivious to the entire situation.
Yeah.
So
when I started
getting in or feeling things, like I said, the only time I only remember once my entire life being absolutely terrified. And I couldn't tell you why. I was already in my house once. I walked outside. I was doing something. I started to go back into the house, and I stopped and had that sudden fear where I felt like I wanted to just piss myself, and I couldn't walk into that damn house. It didn't last long, and you know, as soon as it passed, I was like, okay, that was freaking weird. I'm going in now. I'm going to bed. And I was, I was, maybe 13? So, yeah, I mean, it's been... And I haven't felt that way ever since, but still, sometimes you get a little apprehensive, but it wasn't, for me, it wasn't even about how I was raised. I wasn't brought up, you know, in full acceptance of ghosts, spirits, anything like that, because we just didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
One half of my family was exactly like that. But then I'd go hang out with my cool sister-in-laws,
yep.
the White Witches.
Right.
They were so
right.
much fun. And then I'd go back to the Catholics, and then I'd go back to the White Witches.
With the possibility of alien contact, what if it's there? Vibration, their frequency, their energy trying to make contact that our systems do not know how to handle. And that's what would cause people to think that they've been possessed, because I'm not putting it on them. I'm putting it on humanity for not being able to understand.
Yeah, but humans.
Okay,
and
you were
spirits
okay,
are
but,
different from an extraterrestrial because that's
right.
Do we know
that for sure?
I mean,
no, we don't.
I don't know that.
Some
for
of
sure,
them may just be aliens.
Okay.
What is? Again, this is a big giant yellow question mark.
Yeah,
I know.
And okay, well, I'm just going to stand here, sit here, and use Lisa as an example. She grew up absolutely comfortable with ghosts, with spirits, all
and
that interaction.
Yeah.
And UFOs.
And what a beautiful
okay.
grown,
okay.
beautiful
family.
And
perfectly Catholic. I was Catholic, went to church every Sunday.
Okay, right.
Keep
but
that in mind.
Also, your entire
yep.
life, you've had UFO contact.
Yes, I have.
You were looking at them
yeah.
outside your bedroom window when you were a young girl. You've
she
had contact several other times throughout your life. So
at least four
obvious. Okay, to me, and I don't,
story,
right,
remarkable.
And I don't know if it's obvious to anyone else, but for me, I can see that your frequency is one that is more inviting for contact by all beings.
Maybe,
not just spirit here, but alien energy trying to make contact, but humanity isn't quite on that intellectual level yet to understand what's trying to be conveyed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But I'm not quite sure here, like, of what exactly is, you know what I mean? What exactly,
right.
I we lost Cuz for a second, but what exactly.
Oh, no, I'm always coming.
You hear him? Okay, all right.
My Stephen King, they always come back.
With what Frank said, me and Frank talked in well depth because we were close, all right? And he had experiences all his life as well.
Right.
And he also
Frank
said...
Frank was amazing. I love Frank.
Yes, also said he
okay.
the idea on the box, he didn't know whether they were spirits or extraterrestrials that were talking back to him sometimes. Okay,
yeah, he did
so,
say as much, too.
Yes, he did. He did say that. Well, I know a little more, but, like, I just know
I
that,
know.
Like, they prepared him for me. You know who did? His name is Walter.
Right.
For years. He just had to make sure. Somebody's touching my head. Speak of the devil. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
anyway,
I want to give a shout-out to Donnie real quick.
Oh,
Donnie
Don.
Morano. Yeah.
Don.
I'm building her a camera.
Yo.
Building one for Puff.
I know.
I'm building a camera.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
And what is the name
I had to get that
of this
in.
Camera?
The name. Well, this camera is an XLS. It's actually whatever Don
okay.
wants me to name it. But I
ooh.
Have completed
oh, I know.
My first.
I know.
I did get my first XLS prototype built this weekend. So
okay.
I'll be showing
right.
that off very soon.
I know what you can name Dawn's. I'll tell you in private. All right? I got it.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
Trust
I
want
me.
To keep y'all
no,
friends,
she'll love
man.
It. She will absolutely.
She might not be,
she will absolutely
it might be
love
not
it.
Cool, not groovy, not groovy. I don't know.
No, she will
that.
Absolutely love it because there's a spirit connection to it. She'll
but
absolutely
love it.
But I love
Dawn. She's
right?
so cool, Dawn.
I
talked to her for like
her.
An
we,
hour. We had
oh,
so much.
I know.
Had
she
a,
is.
Oh,
she,
had talked a lot. She's so knowledgeable.
She is a wonderful. I love Dawn more than anything in the world. She's like my best friend, and I just love her. No matter
and
if I talk to her for days at a time, I love her. I'm always
and I'm sorry I interrupted
her.
You.
Jeez.
You were talking about Frank and his what he was telling you about
oh,
whether or not
all
they
right.
were
well,
yeah.
And, he already told me about the government had secrets, by the way. Remember,
right.
Frank was in the military. All right, but he was a sergeant in the United States Army. And
mm-hmm.
people don't realize that he had a beautiful military funeral. Pallbearers
yeah.
and everything.
Right.
Okay? He's a veteran. Okay, now, they ain't worth, sending the signals to space. That's why he's so good at what he does. Okay, what he did.
Yeah, he's communication.
But in a way, yes, exactly. He was a communication, electronics engineer he was. Okay, there's a lot about him, and people really dogged him for no reason.
They wanted
to make a name
jackass.
For themselves.
Right.
Right.
All right, but, which makes me laugh. All right, because nobody had a heart like Frank. Frank had a heart of gold. A heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
He really did.
That's why we so
person.
Vehemently defend Frank when people are
yeah.
trying to fuck with him,
Mm-hmm. I know.
And there's still
people
out
and
there. There's still people out there that are doing that, and they need to shut the fuck up, period.
I still hear him. I love when I hear him on the box when he comes in. It's Frank! He'll yell, and I'll be like, "Yo, it's Frank!" And I'm like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? But I'm able to still communicate with him, which is just a beautiful thing, But where is he now? I remember before. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know if I should talk about this, but I'm going to anyway. About 2 weeks prior to Frank's death, he sent me what the box sent him. They told him, well, he had it on SoundCloud. I don't know if he still does. They're going to take me. They're coming to take him this month. And he's like, they're coming to get me this month. Are they going to take me and my body, my spirit, or leave my body and just take my spirit? That's what he said to me. I said, Frank, you ain't going nowhere. And then they kept telling him, you're going to go to the fort. My birthday party was at the fort, and I wanted him to go so bad, but he couldn't because his asthma, as he thought it was asthma, at the time was bad. Okay? And that whole thing happened, and Walter had told me 2 days prior that Frank was going to pass. And I got mad at the box. I got mad at Walter.
Yeah.
I shut it off. I was like, no, you're not. No, you're not. And then I was like, no, he can't be right. That can't be right. But that stayed in the back of my head until I got that text that said, I'm not good today. And that was the last words he said to me when he was having a heart attack.
That's still knocking
me
backwards. Every time I hear you tell that, that's wild.
And it's like
amazing.
But I knew, I did. They tried to prepare me gently. You understand? They tried to prepare me gently like they prepared him. They did prepare him.
Mm-hmm.
They told him they were coming.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, who they are?
That's still the question.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, I'm watching.
It's got to be that other dimension. Right.
Right. And that's the exact reason why we're all doing this.
Right.
We want those.
Dealing with extraterrestrials from other planets that are running our radio waves in and spirits or just spirit?
Yep.
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Frank was right. He really was.
He believed very much in these kind of discussions about what was going on with were we being watched, et cetera? What was going on with all this government secrecy, which is what started
the whole show.
And I will tell you.
He knew.
What is? I mean, is it extraterrestrial or are they punking us? Which one is it?
It's definitely not. They're not punking us. Whatever they are, way more intelligent than we are. I'll tell you that much. All right, but the thing is with Frank and what he said, okay, he told me that they were hiding shit back then. Now, Frank's been gone since 2014. Okay?
Right.
Coming up on an anniversary. I hate this. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah I know.
On August. Yep. All right, August 16th. But what he told me is they were hiding shit all along, that they really did have that stuff in there, and they were hiding. See, all of the countries, just like I just said earlier, not just America.
Right.
So, it's all a big – who's punking us? They are. The government.
The government
That's
is,
what
yeah.
punking us.
That's
yeah.
actually
oh,
what
know,
I meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, they're just trying,
is it extraterrestrials, or are they punking us about it?
No.
That kind of – Yeah, I kind of think, that whole situation I Fabian tried to watch it. I don't know if Lisa ever did, but Stargate.
Oh, I didn't watch. I don't even watch TV.
Yeah. Oh, Stargate.
So,
oh man, I love.
Yeah,
Stargate.
For Stargate, initially we found the original Stargate in Egypt, but brought it from Egypt to the United States, and then used that to visit other planets and other alien
right,
life.
Right, that's the show, yeah. That's what
until
the
they
show.
Found another one in the Soviet Union and another one at the top of the country, top of the planet here, what is it, Antarctica? Arctica? I don't know which one's up north, above Canada.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, so, and you know, even during that show, and that was just on TV, every government lied about it. They hid the fact that it was there. They hid the fact that they were using it. They hid the fact that they gained technology from other species, just like our country has been.
Hold on. Well, wait. That's a TV show, okay? Let's just keep that in mind. That is a TV show. But
right.
The fact of
right,
the matter
yeah.
is
yeah.
that when you look at that and you look back at that, and you look at other shows and stuff like that who had the possibility of thought has always been there. But now I really believe this internal rush of things to let it out is because they are coming. That is my take on this. And we are not prepared. They did not prepare us for anything. That's my take on this, that something
it's
big is about to occur.
It's hard to prepare when nobody's telling you what the hell's going on.
No, because they're too busy with their, my shoelace is better than yours. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hide this so you can't have. I want that.
Yeah.
There's
so
coke in the White House.
The world leaders, are still having their...
Worry about the coke in the White House, but not worry about the extraterrestrial stuff that you're hiding. Okay,
right.
Get my point.
Yeah, let's worry about cocaine in the White House instead of let's all get together and put wildfires out. Or
right.
let's all stop a war.
Yes,
or let's all send
aid. It is important, though. Why, who the fuck got
it's
cocaine
important.
In the White House? But other than that,
actually,
they are great at taking
to...
our eyes off the ball with Mickey Mouse.
I know who did it. Maybe the sociopath dropped it out of his pocket on a tour. No.
yeah.
No, really, tour. Tour groups do go in there, so could a fellow in somebody's pocket, for real. They're not gonna pat you.
They're not gonna find
you. You know what I mean? They're not. Morgan Fisher
right.
on YouTube just put out a video about aliens, and I couldn't see the rest of it because my notification went away about aliens. Where are you, dude? I'm gonna have this guy on the show. I'm gonna ask him.
Oh, he'd be great on the show.
Yeah, he'd be great. Aliens reveal the secret of
the
pyramid.
Oh,
the Law of
dude.
One.
It's
called Morg Official. It's on YouTube.
He's like
Gnostic, G-N-O-S-T-I-C.
Yeah. Right.
And listening to him speak and untangling things is pretty, I really like him. I enjoy watching him and listening to what he has to say because he makes sense. There you go. But
he does. He explains it in a
way that everyone can understand.
It, and then he just leaves it to you to make up your own mind whether you want to accept or believe.
That's what I tell everybody. Draw your own conclusions and your own your own paths to research. It doesn't work.
But the problem is, you can't make your own decision if you don't have more information, and he's presenting a different side of the information.
Yes. He's just given information and facts. That's about it.
Right.
And which is Gnosticism, is the seeker of your own truth, and you take what you want and leave the rest behind. That's what it's about. So, all right. So when you look at it and you take out the religion aspect and you just start going through things, it seems like a very viable thing. I know, lady.
Oh,
60
shit.
Seconds.
60 seconds.
This fucking show went by so fucking fast.
It goes too fast,
man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I gotta go to work in a minute. Damn it.
Oh, shit. You know, I wish Walter would have called in.
Play with my dog.
Hey, Walter, you should have called in tonight. All right. But this has been a wonderful – this topic should continue. By next week, we should know more.
Oh, definitely.
We should know more by next week.
Everybody, thank you for listening. We appreciate every listener out there.
Yes, and thank you. We love you guys. Listen, and one message – okay, be good to each other now, man, because this world is fucked and that doomsday clock is ticking. So you need to be good to each other. So love, Walter said it. I'm going to give you his message. Love is the only way.
It is.
And music is the key to everything. I don't know what that means.
Love's cool,
okay?
Man.
All right,
love
you guys.
That.
Good night,
love
everybody. All right.
Yep. Thanks
night.
For listening. Good night. Tune in next
good
week.
Night.
Next time. Bye. Next Monday.
Okay, night, guys. Bye. All right. Yep.